Hi, Karimi Kagwe here for Just a Mom, and today I'm featuring my hubby, George Kagwe. I'm so excited. I've been trying to get him to do this for a long time. I didn't force him to do this, by the way. But yeah. Did you just roll your eyes on camera? There's a record. Yeah. Yes, George Kagwe, thank you. Thank you for joining me, us. Yes. Are you excited?
Yes, kind of.
But I needed you here because I'm discussing something that involves you.
No problem.
Oh, you wanted me to talk about it all by myself?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get this started. So, today we're going to talk about the truth about marriage. Dun, 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 dun. So, I think the reason I wanted us to talk about this is Yanni, it hit me recently that we've been married for 5 years, and
did it hit you recently?
It hit me like a truck.
The calendar?
Yes, not even the calendar. Uh-huh. It just hadn't. You know, I'm an introvert mostly, and I think I was just going through one of my thought processes, and I thought, wow, okay, 5 years. 5 whole years. I didn't even believe that it had gone by that fast.
Yeah.
And I was doing self-reflection because I'm going through a season where I'm trying to figure out this whole adulting thing. Because let me tell you, I personally haven't figured it out yet. Maybe you have, but I haven't. And through that thought process, I started thinking about our marriage and the things that we've gone through and the things I've learned. And I feel like people are not usually authentic about marriage itself. Yeah. Maybe what you see on Instagram or what you see on social media is not really a true reflection of what happens. Like, I was about to shrub. What? Did you hear it? Yeah, reflection.
The true reflection.
I am half Kikuyu, half Meru, but it's a struggle.
Reflection, reflection.
It's a struggle.
The reflection.
Yanni, I married a comedian. By the way, you need to check out his latest videos. Wah, for dying on the floor. Anyway, what was I saying? Yes, I think it's important to give an authentic picture of what actually happens in marriage. Yeah, and that's why I asked you to come today. Because I can hear up about marriage by myself.
Yeah.
But I feel having you here will also give, like, the real, you know, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The unbiased truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll start with the biggest thing that has caused us drama in our marriage, and I would call it, George likes to call it, roles and responsibilities. Hey. Yeah, I don't know if I'll start. Do you want to go? I think you should. Should I start?
Well,
you say what you have to say.
Well, it's not really the biggest thing that has brought domains. I think the biggest thing for domains is communication. And when it comes to roles and responsibilities, I think every person who wants to get married should have this conversation, whether with a marriage counselor, premarital counseling, or with guys who have had experience. Because there's really no marriage, by the way, there's no marriage expert.
None.
It's experience that makes you more, you know, ripe for you to be able to have that conversation.
True.
So, roles and responsibilities. A dude has roles and responsibilities just like a chile has roles and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are things automatically that, you know, there are dudes. And I know it's a struggle. I'm not saying it's 100% that this is how it happens.
Yeah.
For example, I know couples who the dude will never check the locks or the door.
Oh, yeah?
Before they go to bed.
Okay.
You know, like, and it's dependent on how people were raised.
True,
you know?
True.
Or where they lived.
Yeah.
So if you lived in a neighborhood where you left your door open,
Moved
to a different neighborhood,
things have changed.
Yeah, you just get shocked. Guys came for shopping. So, the roles and responsibilities need to be laid out very clear. Like, there are things that dudes do, and there are things that chicks do.
Mm.
Whether I help a chick in that department or not, it's your role and it's your responsibility as that person.
Now,
I understand.
Okay.
There's this whole thing of, oh, you need to be in love. You need to love me so much that you help me in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do this, that, the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, guys, listen, it's very clear. It's very clear. It's clear. No, I didn't.
It was coming.
Yeah, but it's very clear. Even biblically speaking, or whatever religion you're in.
Biblically, it's Africanly.
No. Listen.
Anyway, go ahead. Let me let you
Let's
finish.
Not use this video to start tomboying. But
that is why we are doing it.
Even as, it's not even as you grow up, even in society.
Yeah.
I understand there's this whole thing of women empowerment. Viva ladies. Where are these mother girls? You know, I understand.
Those are the most for single women.
Oh, sorry.
Like single ladies.
That was your responsibility. I understand that women now have come into the marketplace. They're taking up, they're taking over. Viva power to you ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Pow! Mm-hmm. But that does not negate what your role as a mama is.
Which is?
For example.
Yeah, I wanted you to get to that. Which is?
A mama's department in the home is a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Done deal. In fact, the whole home is her department.
The whole home?
Yes. And the man comes in when it's now things to do with security.
Mm-hmm.
Provision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Provision.
And I don't mean the man at the money, but it's provision of leadership and vision.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Because
at times life is not a straight line. It's,
yeah, it's not.
Yeah, if this video is in Kilimani Moms, you can have the debate by yourself. No, but hey, it's not a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
There are chiles who are looking for guys who are stable, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Stability is relative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So life is never a straight line.
Mm.
So there are things that already automatically are your jobo in the digs.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that are automatically my jobo in the digs.
Okay.
So, and I have this debate with Karemi.
Yes.
Because Karemi wants me to help her with the baby or the child wants me to
offspring.
To go into the kitchen, help her with dishes, whatever. I usually ask her one question. Do you know when the car is serviced?
No,
if you own a car, she never knows even where it's serviced, how it's serviced, where the parts are gotten. How she just thinks they magically appear.
That's not
through
true.
The Holy Spirit.
I would know where to start.
Into the engine.
I know where to get the spare parts.
Because I taught you.
I know where the garage is.
Because I taught you. But before you didn't know.
So you haven't been taught to do household things,
no,
Georgie?
I know. Mm. I have been taught. At least push comes to shove. If something ever happens to you, whatever, I know how to do stuff.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So, but that does not negate you from roles and responsibilities.
True.
You get, just like in this marriage
or
in a relationship, I have a role and responsibility to play.
Uh-huh.
I would every night go out with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I would go hang out with them. Mm-hmm. I know.
You know.
In my head, I know I have to go hang out with my family.
Mm.
There are those guys who are clever. Then they go hang out with family. The toys snooze.
They're out. So they hit. What's the phrase? They hit two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Mm, they double.
I'm waiting for you to finish. I can't wait
to
respond.
So, that's just to start off the conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I honestly didn't want this video to be that long, and I actually thought we could cover a whole lot of stuff. But I feel like for me, this is the whole foundation of what makes a marriage work, or what doesn't make it work. Because I want to give a background. It's me who thinks that my thoughts are valid.
Yes. Tafadhali. Yes.
So let me give background. I was raised in a home where we were three girls. I'm the first born, and I have two sisters, obviously three girls. So my parents raised us to be very independent. I mean, we were taught to take care of ourselves. He taught us how to drive. My dad taught us how to change tires. I mean, all that stuff. And then, of course, going into employment and working for a whole number of years, lived alone on my own, sorted out my stuff, paid bills. Wait, let me go back a bit. So when we're growing up, my dad is the kind of person, he's a Meru man, and I think everybody knows how difficult it is to find people from that area in the kitchen. But my dad has been very active. If my mom, for example, would get held up somewhere, he'll sort out the food. He'll make himself his cup of tea. Sometimes maybe he'll want to be served, but he's not anal about it. So fast forward to Miss Mbae becoming to Mrs. Kagwe. Hey? I got married to a man who's 100% traditional, and I didn't know. It doesn't matter how much premarital counseling you get. Nothing prepares you for the truth. You step into a household, and then you're thinking, oh, my expectations were partnership, beautiful. Oh, we'll come home together from work. We will waltz to the kitchen together. I do the meat, maybe he does the rice, and things like that. Hey, alas. Mr. Kagwe there is uko with his feet up in the air, maybe playing PS or reading watching a movie, or so those things.
Or playing with the child.
So let me tell you, those things like shocked me completely. And to this day, 5 years married, we still haven't agreed. And I think that's lesson number one. You might never, you don't always agree. And
but
it's
you see,
fine.
That's the thing. Let me mention.
Georgie,
something.
I let you talk. Let me finish. I'm not finished on my point.
It's still on
Babe,
the
Babe, I wanted
first
to
point.
Interject on your points and I held my tongue. Relax. Take it easy. Blow your nose.
Take a pause.
So my point is, I got shocked, like, thinking that I am going to have, so I would have to sort out the meals. And it took a while before I finally communicated where I was resentful about it, but I did. And then now fast forward to me leaving employment. And I think now there is where I've pulled the biggest shocks ever. Because now I have a kid, and now I'm a stay-at-home mom. And so switching from Miss Independent, working class woman, to now having to take on the role, whether I do this in quotes because I still don't believe that that's 100% just me, of household stuff and doing everything myself has been extremely hard to, adapt to. And it's a work in progress. I don't think I'm going to turn into that, what do they call, Stepford wife anytime soon, but it's a work in progress. So I don't know. I feel that these roles that men have in their heads, or rather my husband has in his head, he keeps saying they're biblical, but I believe they're based on African customs. Yeah, that's my belief. So it's kind of been twisted and made to be like, you know, put on the woman's head, and that's what you're supposed to do, period, because God says so. Mi nimetafuta kwa hiyo Biblia. I'm still researching, by the way. You can comment in the, please share with me what you think, if you have any comments, articles, things that we can keep this discussion going, because we're not going to finalize on this topic, because me, I haven't reached a summary yet. So yeah, that's my biggest contention. I still don't understand why I have to ask my husband to do something, either to do the baby or anything in the kitchen or anything in the house. I feel because we are partners, if I need assistance, he should chip in, and I shouldn't have to ask. Yeah, that's the truth.